Since I immigrated to Canada in 1988, I have lived in three different towns. All have experienced the effects of climate change firsthand. 1. Abbotsford, devastating floods in 2021. 2. Whistler, had to remove Horstman Tea Bar due to glacier melt in 2020. 3. Pemberton, suffered in 43°C temperatures in the heat dome of 2021. The oil and gas sector is the largest and fastest growing source of greenhouse gas emissions in Canada, so we can't meet our critical climate targets without reducing these emissions. We must begin to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels to meet the 2030 and 2050 climate targets necessary for a livable planet. Canada continues to use taxpayers' dollars to subsidize and finance the oil and gas sector despite its obscene profits, which have increased by 1,000% in Canada since 2019. It's up to all sectors of society to lower their emissions, especially the sectors that have the wealth to do their fair share. Putting a cap on emissions from oil and gas will be a critical test for the federal government, and a defining moment for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's legacy on climate change. Eric Bowman, Whistler.